Everybody now.
Ready, set, go. Ready, set. It's the Ready, Set, Go show. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. It's the Ready, Set, Go show.
What? Stop?
No, go.
A BB Bite by Possibilities.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ready, Set, Go show. I am Miss Katie, and today we have a special guest named Cheryl with us. But first, I'm going to sing a song called Mix, Mix, Mix. Cheryl mixes different ingredients together to make beauty products, but this song is all about mixing colors and what colors you make when you mix them.
Mix, 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 red and blue. Mix, 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 red and blue. Mix red and blue. If you do, then you're gonna get purple. Mix, 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 yellow and blue. Mix, 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 yellow and blue. Mix yellow and blue. And if you do, then you're gonna get green. Mix, 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 yellow and red. Mix, 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 yellow and red. Mix yellow and red. And if you do what I said, then you're gonna get orange. Mix up and down and all around the town. Mix up and down and all around the town. Mix up and down all around the town. Then you're gonna get brown.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Nowadays, you make facial mist and perfume and lip color for your work. Did you ever try making anything like that when you were a kid?
Actually, I really didn't. As a kid, I loved art so much, and I loved mixing colors as far as painting and coloring in general, but I really didn't get into, you know, perfumes or makeup or lip color or anything like that until I was actually an adult.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see the connection there. So can you think of a recipe for a beauty product that kids could make at home with their families?
There are several that come to mind. For me, I think of foods because a lot of natural foods can be great for your skin as well. So one simple one that could be kind of like a face mask would be mixing equal parts of honey and like Greek yogurt together. And you could put that on your face and rub that around and leave it on and then wash it off with warm water.
Ooh, that sounds like it would feel really good.
Yeah, it's really smoothing to the skin.
So do you have a recipe for something we could add to the bathtub?
Actually, I do. We add magnesium flakes instead of Epsom salt because magnesium chloride is really calming and it absorbs into the skin. And a lot of people are deficient in magnesium. So it's a nice, easy way to have a calming bath. You could also add flower petals if you want or lavender buds. But if you did like something like lavender buds and maybe small petals, you'd want to put them in a mesh pouch. But magnesium flakes are great to add to your bath.
Oh, cool. Where do you find those?
You can find them at a lot of local, you know, health food type stores, but online for sure, magnesium flakes and magnesium chloride is the one that you want to get.
Feeling good about how you look isn't just about what you put on your skin. So what else do you do to feel beautiful from the inside out?
I love that question. Here for me and my family, we try to eat healthy things. And so we will choose fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, getting outside and moving our body. We have a dog that loves to go on walks. So we'll take him on walks. And I try to get, especially early morning sunshine, if the sun is shining, because sunshine is so important for our bodies. And then I also take off my socks and shoes and I place them on the ground, barefoot on the ground, because grounding is really good for our bodies as well. You know, if you wanted a garden or something like that, digging into the soil or depending on where you live, make a sandcastle. But actually having your skin touch the earth is something that we try to do daily.
Well, that's great advice. Thank you so much for coming on the Ready, Set, Go show today, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me, Miss Katie.
Now it's time to make the world a better place.
I am smart. I am kind. I am good. I'm creative and I'm strong, so I should know my words make a difference and my actions too. I'll make the world a better place. That's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do to make the world a better place today, Miss Katie?
I'm going to send some flowers and a card to my friend who's in the hospital right now. How about you? What can you do to make the world a better place today, Cheryl?
Oh, wow, that is a great idea. I am going to try to share one of my talents with someone else today. For example, sharing some of the information that I shared here with grounding, because a lot of people don't know about that.
Well, that's great.
When I'm outside or inside, I think, learn, and grow. When I'm outside or inside, there's so much to know and do and think and play. Yay for today.
For the outside activity, go on a walk around your neighborhood and see how many types of trees and flowers you can name. If there are some you don't know, then see if the person you're walking with knows what they are. If you both don't know, then you could check a book out from the library about types of flowers or trees and see if you can find the names. I've also had a lot of fun with an app called Picture This. It lets you take a picture of a flower or tree, and then it tells you the plant's name and a lot of information about it.
For the inside activity, you could make a body scrub by mixing some ingredients you probably have in your kitchen. Try mixing half a cup of sugar and 1/8 of a cup of olive oil in a bowl. Then use your sugar scrub during a shower, or put it in a jar and give it to someone special. Another fun thing to do is making different colors using watercolor paints and a paintbrush. Get out a piece of paper and make a circle of red and a circle of blue on it, and then paint another circle using both red and blue. What color does it make? Try other combinations like yellow and blue. Keep experimenting to see what kinds of colors you can create when you mix them up. Then you can make a painting using all of the colors.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Ready, Set, Go show. I hope you get to mix up something fun today.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for doing all the things that you do. Until the next time, hope you have a lot of fun. Remember to be kind to everyone. Bye-bye.
The Ready, Set, Go show is part of the Possibilities podcast platform.